Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on the phone, it's my pleasure to have Sue Henry. Sue, how are you?
I'm well, Mickey. How you doing?
I am doing good. I am so glad I get to fill in for the first time ever and interview you.
Isn't it amazing how things happen for a reason?
Everything does happen for a reason. Timing is everything.
Yeah, and I know, Nikki, that you're a big believer in, what is our purpose in life? What are we supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. When I was in talk radio at WILK, I often thought about what it would be like to run for office, because the greatest part about the job that you're doing right now is you get to hear from people every day and their concerns. And when I was working where you are right now, I got to hear a lot of what people had real issues with. And the leading issue, I believe, where I will be running for office as a state representative in the 121st Legislative District is property taxes. Mm-hmm. My friend who was with me today when I made the announcement lost her house. And this needs to stop happening. School districts cannot rely on homeowners to fund schools. It's archaic, it's antiquated, it started out with farming. It shouldn't be this way. If you had a farm and you made money on it, fine. Normally with your house, you're not making a lot of money on it if you're living in it, and sometimes you're even losing it.
I live in a house where I'm zoned that I can't make money. I can't even run a business out of my house, right?
But you most certainly can pay school property taxes all day long. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, this is the issue that needs to be addressed as soon as possible in Harrisburg. I know there are a couple of things on the table that are being looked at, Senate Bill 76, House Bill 76. We need to find a fair way to educate students. I'm not against education. I am on the adjunct faculty at King's College. I've been educating kids for a long time. I educated my own kids. I'm not against education, but I am against a system that has a grandmother who's paid for 50 or 60 years to educate kids. I'm just against it, and there has to be a better way. So that is one thing that I talked about this morning. I also talked about something that's been a scourge on our community for years, and that is the drug crisis, which is also a crime crisis, because crime and drugs go hand in hand. A lot of the crime in the courthouse is committed because of drugs. Mm-hmm. So we need to take a hard look at this. I was in the Wilkes-Barre post office yesterday, and I was in tears when a guy was telling me that works in the post office how he lost his son to addiction. And he said, "You get it." And I get it, because I've been out and about to hear people speak about addiction. And I understand addiction as an issue, probably like few others do. And I think that it's important that we not demonize people who can be saved and need help.
Right.
So that's another thing that I'm going to be working on as hard as I can. And I have some really good ideas, I think, about that issue that most certainly we can work on. The other thing that I want to do is to restore a pride that may be lacking in this area. In Luzerne County, in Wilkes-Barre, there are so many people who came out of Wilkes-Barre who were very esteemed in what they did, you know, like Franz Kafka, the painter, and George Catlin, the painter, and a lot of statesmen and important people. Also, of course, the founding fathers of the Woolworths organization. And it's where anthracite was born. You know, anthracite was burned in a grate for the first time in the city of Wilkes-Barre, and that fueled the Industrial Revolution. So we have a really great heritage. I'm saddened that people don't stop to think about where we've been and where we can go. So I want people to get their chins off their chest, and I want them to be proud of where they live again, and I want them to be engaged in a community that I truly believe in, or I wouldn't do this.
And you know, it's clear to me that you have always listened to what people have to say. So you've heard what they had to say. Sometimes you talk to certain politicians, and even when you're talking directly to their face, you know they're not listening. and that could make a big difference.
I hope so. And again, I have been listening. I've been out and about. I've been to many, many, many public meetings about issues regarding education, property taxes, drug abuse, whatever they are. I've been out and about. I know young people. I have children. Two of my children don't live here anymore because they're seeking other opportunities. I like to create a better environment for us so that we could maybe watch our kids succeed locally without having to go elsewhere in order to follow their dreams. So that's another thing. I'd like to take a very hard look at, you know, how education is working and how, I guess more importantly, it isn't working. And again, I'm willing...
Can we have lunch then that we've been promising to have with each other? I'll tell you how.
Okay. Yeah, and I will most certainly
sit down
with you and hear what you have to say. I will listen to every single person out there, regardless of whether or not they agree with me. And I know that we face it's a hard challenge in the 121st because it is a heavy, heavy, heavy Democratic district. That doesn't mean that it's impossible, and that doesn't mean that it can't be done. It begins today, and I believe it can be done. And so far, the people who know about this, and I know a lot of people are just learning about it, are sharing my excitement and my enthusiasm. My friends and neighbors who are here at this at the Perkins in Wilkes-Barre Township, I've met a lot of people that I know. My son's preschool teacher was here, and I got to see her, and you know, that was exciting, and she was wound up. So it's going to be one of these things. I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. I understand the commitment. I'm a hard worker. I always held numerous and multiple jobs when I was in your seat, and I'm just ready to go. I'm very excited. We have a great team around us, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
We look forward to hearing more from you here on WILK in months to come, too, as this race progresses. So it's State Senate, State Rep,
121st
District. Sue Henry announces her candidacy today, right here.
With you.
With me. I'm so thrilled.
The irony. You're doing a great job, too, so keep that up.
Oh, thank you, Sue, because I knew I had big shoes to fill. Not that your feet are big or anything, but maybe your ears.
I have a size 6.5, so I don't know. You know, there you go. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.